You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds, and we are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries, where our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. The church is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. I'm your host today, sitting in for Pastor Thomas, Minister Andre Jordan, and I'm just excited to be in the studio recording live. The Lord is so good, always, all times. And so today we're going to look into the Word of God. We're going to come from the topic of how is your heart? This is important to God. Father, thank you so much for another day, a new day. We rejoice in it. We're glad in it. Thank you for your goodness, your amazing mercy to all of us, Father. Speak to us out of the Word of God, Holy Spirit. We open up our hearts to receive what you have to say today. Give us greater understanding and knowledge about how we can be victorious in guarding our hearts. We pray and we ask in Jesus' name, amen. All right, awesome. Let's jump in. How is your heart? Right? How is your heart? A lot of times when you go to the doctor in the natural, they want to check our hearts. They want to listen to our hearts. They want to make sure the heart is working good, because guess what? If the heart isn't pumping blood, if the heart stops, everything stops. And so it is in the spirit realm. Our hearts got to be right towards God. How is your heart? How is my heart? What kind of grade would we get if we went to the doctor and he said, you're at 90%, 75%, 55%, 25%, 30%, 50%? How would he rate us? And then even on a higher level, how is God looking into our hearts today? What is he seeing? Are there any blockages? Are there any blocked arteries? Are there any blocked valves? What is going on in our heart? I love the Word and I love the Lord. And let's look at Proverbs 4:23. Let's just look at it. And it says, let's go up a little. Let's go up a little sometimes. The verse 20, Proverbs 4, verse 20, it says, my son or daughter, attend to my words. Would you listen to my words? Would you pay attention to what I say? Listen carefully. I got something important to tell you. The Lord has something important to tell us today. Don't let what I'm telling you, don't let this word of the Lord depart from your eyes, but keep them in the midst of thine heart. Don't lose sight of God's word. Listen carefully. Let the word of God today, you and I, penetrate deep in our hearts. Because we remember the parable about the soils. The sower went out to sow, and some fell on stony ground. Some, the birds came and ate. Some fell in good soil. Some fell right on the surface and there wasn't much root and it didn't go down deep. But this scripture just told us, let the word of God penetrate deep in our hearts. So why? So it'll take root. God, let your word take root in our hearts today. Let us open up our hearts to you and receive the word of God with gladness. The scripture keeps reading. For the word of God, these words are life to those that find them. They will bring life to us today. This word will bring life to us. I want life. Do you want life? It matters. If we want life in the natural, there's things we must do that are conducive to produce life, to continue life. If we never drink any water, we don't want life. How about in the spirit? We keep contrasting. If we want life in the spirit, we've got to drink in this word of God. So many people in the natural don't like to drink water. They have a hard time drinking water in the natural. But if you don't drink water, sometimes if you go more than 3 days without water, it's like it's a death sentence. But in the spirit, we have to be just as mindful. The water of the Holy Spirit, the water of the word, washing, cleansing, purifying us. We need water today. I need water. You need water. We need this water of the word of God. This word is life to those that find it. Today we found it. You turn this dial on maybe by, you think by happenstance, but God say, oh, you found it. You found just what I wanted you to find. This word of God today talking about examining our heart. Let it be water to us and life to us that find it. It says it is health to the whole body, to all their flesh. It is health. It's healing to the whole body. This word is the most powerful multivitamin in the spirit that you could ever ask for. It does a body good. It has and contains all of the nutrients, vitamins that are necessary for life and godliness. Hallelujah. Yes, it does. It says, keep. This is where we were headed. Proverbs chapter 4, 23. Keep your heart with all diligence. Keep your heart with all diligence. Another version says, guard your heart above all else. That says a lot. There is nothing that is of a higher priority or greater importance than guarding our heart, than guarding my heart. It is of great importance to guard my heart, to guard your heart. Look at this is the word of God saying it. I'm not just saying it. I'm not making it up, but it says guard your heart above all else. Guard your heart with diligence, with great intent, with great effort, with great deliberation, with great consistency. Guard your heart. Never let your guard down from guarding your heart. It says, put away perverse talk. If Jesus was standing behind you and you didn't know he was standing behind you, and he heard you talking, would your words be pure or would your words be perverse? Guard your heart. Our heart, our mind, our will, our emotions, our intellect. Guard your heart. This is so important today. It says, put froward, perverse lips from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your eyes on what lies before. Make a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe, straight path. Let all your ways be established. It says, turn not to the right hand or to the left. Don't, and remove our feet from evil. It says, don't get sidetracked. Keep our feet from following evil. The key point out of this passage, we read Proverbs 4 all the way down to 27. The key point, guard your heart. Is that clear? It says guard your heart. Guess what? Sometimes we want to guard somebody else's heart. And while we're focused on their heart, our heart is being left unguarded. This scripture said, this is a personal scripture. It says guard your heart. I've got to guard mine. You've got to guard yours. If you don't guard it and watch it, guess what? No one is. That means it's standing unmanned, unguarded, unprotected. That means it's vulnerable. The scripture says, guard your heart. We have the power and the authority through Jesus Christ in our own lives. God wants us to guard what he has given us. There is an enemy. This is why it's important. There is an enemy. We know it's Satan. We know it's the fallen angels, spirits, principalities in the earth today, access in the earth today, that have one goal in mind, and that goal is to steal. That goal is to kill. That goal is to destroy, to thwart the plans of Almighty God, to try to. So it is so imperative and so important that we guard our hearts. We guard our hearts. We guard our hearts. We have a job to do. We have a task to do. We have a responsibility. Our heart is a gate. Our heart is a doorway. Our heart is a path. Our heart controls all of us. Out of our hearts, it said, flow the issues of life out of our hearts. It determines the course of our life, because, and whether we know it or not, it's true. But I want to say this, the enemy knows. So the enemy knows if I can have access and gain access to your heart, and from having access, I can gain control of your heart. I've got you. So the enemy, he's seeking to kill, steal, destroy. He's seeking to take and advance his kingdom to gain additional captives for his kingdom. He must, demonic spirits and forces, they must operate through a body in the earth realm. So they want access. But can you say today, the enemy can't have me? He can't have access to my mind, my will, my soul, because I've committed it and surrendered it to the Lord. And many of us have, but we're leaving ourselves unguarded because we don't pay attention to the enemy's strategies. We don't pay attention to the enemy's tactics when it comes to spiritual warfare. We're looking for something big, spooky, and scary, but listen, if the enemy can gain access and penetrate your mind, that spiritual warfare is at the door of our minds. The enemy is trying to get access to our minds, but the Lord, God told us, and he left instructions, and he left the tools to enable us to guard our mind against the enemy, to not be taken captive, to not become prey to the enemy today. The enemy wants us to not be concerned or think it's a big deal how we think, our thought life. How is our thought life? How is our word life, meaning what's coming out of our mouth? The enemy wants us to minimize these things while he maximizes opportunities to destroy and to kill us and to steal what God has given us, what rightfully belongs to us, what would keep us from achieving the promises of God. So the enemy has a strategy of destruction. The enemy has a plan and a strategy of destruction. His plan is, let me use you to destroy you. Let me use your mouth to destroy you. Let me use your actions to destroy you, because I've embedded negativity, toxicity, poison in your heart. I've gained access to your heart, and I've shot an inoculation of vileness, perverseness, of pride, of bitterness, of offense. I've injected you. You've been injected. Just like, I want to use this as an example only. I'm not talking about this, but just as an example, those of us that were inoculated against the COVID virus, we received an injection, and that was supposed to be prohibitive and preventative from us being contacting the virus. So likewise, in that analogy, it's an analogy only. It's an example only. I'm not talking about the virus. In that analogy, the enemy, he has a vaccine, but it's not a vaccine that does a body good. It's not a vaccine that's desirable. It's not a vaccine that is preventive for our health and our good and our spiritual wellness. No, 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 no. This is poison. He wants to poison your mind. He wants to poison how you think. If he can poison your heart, your mind, your intellect, your will, your soul, it's all tied together. This is your heart. Your heart contains all of these components. If he can poison your heart, you are poison. You'll never see a body of water that the body of water is poisoned and everywhere in it is not poison. It's flow, poison is flowing through it. The enemy wants to get poison flowing through us. But guess what? When I am standing on guard and on my post, guarding my mind like the scripture declares and told me to do, I stop the enemy at the door. I do not receive his packages. I do not yield my members to sin. I do not bow down to his demands, but I stand up in my armor of God and in the authority of God and in the blood of Jesus, and I declare the word back to the enemy. When thoughts pop up in my mind, I do not receive them as my thoughts. I have the mind of Christ. I think through the mind of Christ. I permit the mind of Christ to operate in me. I fill myself with the word of God. I eat the word like a hamburger. Come on, what is your favorite food? Like a snow crab leg, like a lobster, like a steak. Come on, we've got to eat the word of God so that I'm filled with the word. Back to the parable of the sower, the word of God lands on good soil of my heart and it penetrates. We read the passage of scripture. It said to let it penetrate your heart, go down deep in us. We let the word of God go deep. We allow the word of God to take root in our hearts. We give ourselves over to the word of God. The word is our priority. The word is everything. We give ourselves, the scripture talked about the disciples, they gave themselves to prayer and fasting and the word of God. We must do likewise. It's the day and the time and the hour long then that we follow the blueprint of the scripture, that we follow the blueprint of Jesus Christ. Guard your mind. Personal command. Individual command. Guard your own mind. When you see your actions out of alignment with the word of God, you've got to know there's a breach. How do they show in these movies that are high security, dealing with the president or influential people or the kings? They say it's a breach. When we see actions coming out of us, when we see words coming out of us that are opposing the word of God, opposing what we know about God, opposing what we know about the truth of the word, there is a breach somewhere. And we've got to allow Holy Spirit that is very God, to search our hearts. Because guess what? The scripture tells us our hearts are desperately wicked. I think it's Jeremiah 17:9. It says our hearts are desperately wicked. Who can know them? Only God can know it. So sometimes if we're honest, we don't know the state of our hearts. We don't know always quickly that we've been breached, that we've been compromised. Hallelujah. We should know, because we should be daily repenting. We should be daily coming before the Lord and allowing Holy Spirit to cleanse us, and praying and asking him to cleanse us, and praying and asking him, renew a right spirit in me, and praying and asking him to wash us, to purge us, and praying and asking Holy Spirit, examine my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me. I've come, Holy Spirit, to get a spiritual shower, a spiritual cleansing. We should know, because we should daily allow Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, to do heart surgery on me. Let me ask you this. Are you a candidate for heart surgery? I had a classmate a few years back that he needed a heart transplant. And I want to say today, you and I, we need a heart transplant. He was a candidate for a new heart. He was on the list. He was a candidate for a new heart. And that classmate got a new heart. And that new heart transformed his life. Before he had the heart transplant, he was walking like an 80-year-old in his 30s. He was walking like he was 80. He had shortness, hardly any breath. But God gave him in the earth realm a heart transplant, and it transformed his life. That is what we need today. Let us cry out, God, give me a heart transplant. Give me a heart transplant. Create in me, oh God, a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit. We need this. We need to see our need. We need to see ourselves. We need to be honest about what we're seeing. We need to be honest about what Holy Spirit is showing us. We need to guard our hearts. The scripture tells us in John to stay connected to the vine. But how many of you know, if we're honest, we unplug just like we unplug our cell phones throughout the day. We charge them because we need a charge. Then when we need to get going and we got to use that phone and we got to leave the house, we unplug that cell phone and we take it on the road and go. Well, that is how we are in the spiritual matters. We plug up a little bit. We plug up a little while. Then we unplug, because what? The pleasures of life, the deceitfulness of riches, they pull and they draw our hearts away from God. But God is coming today for our hearts. God is coming today for clean hearts. God is coming today for repentant hearts. God is coming today for us to align our heart back to Him. God is coming. Let me tell you what, and I open my heart up to Him. I open my heart up to the Holy Spirit of God that is coming today for hearts that are right with God. Lord, may you make our heart posture right. Lord, may you make us desiring the things of God. Lord, may you change our wants. Lord, may you change our desires. May you cause us to seek after you again. May you cause us to pursue you again. May you cause us to put our focus on you. There's a scripture that says, my mind is fixed. There's a scripture that says that God will keep us in perfect peace, those who have their mind stayed on him. God wants us to fix our minds on him, fix our minds and affections on the things above. What are we minding? What is the priority of our life? Many times we give the political correct answer and we say it is God and the things of God and the will of God, the plan of God and the purposes of God. But is there any evidence in your life that what you say is true? Is there anything to back up your words, or are your words empty before the Lord? I pray today and I receive this word. This word is a cleansing word. This word is a word to help us come back into alignment. God wants us to examine our hearts, and he wants us to guard them. He wants us to maintain victory. He wants us to maintain the victory he's given us. All of us were sin sick. All of us didn't have a savior. All of us needed Jesus Christ and the pardon of our sin. All of us needed to receive him. All of us needed to say yes to the lordship of Christ. And when you did and Christ came in, there is maintenance in the spirit realm. There's maintenance. We live in houses and we have to maintain them. Well, our bodies are a house. It's an earthen vessel. It takes maintenance. That's why in the natural we eat a healthy diet. Lots of fruits and vegetables, lean meat, low fat, low sugars, low salt. We need a healthy diet. Why? To maintain this earth house, to maintain this earth suit. Well, in the spirit realm, it takes maintenance to maintain. So God tells us, put on the whole armor of Jesus Christ so that you can stand, and having done all, to stand against the wiles of the enemy. God tells us, he warns us, stand in the armor that I gave you. Use my authority. Use my name. Apply my blood. There's maintenance required if you're going to guard your heart. There's maintenance required if you're going to guard your heart. Like the scripture tells us, we have to give ourselves completely to the Lord and to his authority and to his will for our lives. We have to be submitted to the Father, and we have to be submitted to him and open to his correction, open to the correction and the leading of the Holy Spirit. It's our responsibility. We can't put it off on anybody else, but we've got to take responsibility. We've got to be honest before the Lord. We've got to allow Holy Spirit to search us, to take the laser beam of the Spirit and search the cracks, the crevices, the hidden places of our hearts, places that we've blocked off and compartmentalized and we've shut off, and we aren't even thinking that we have a problem. We're thinking all is well, but God, who is omnipotent, God who is omniscient, God who is all seeing, all knowing, he knows the things that we don't know about ourselves. He knows the things that are hindering us and that are keeping us from walking in victory. And we want to walk in victory. We want to walk in all that God has for us, the promises of God that are yes and amen. We want to be careful. We want to be careful that we shut every door to the enemy, that we close doors and entrance ways by how? By repentance, by recommitting ourselves to the Lord, by yielding to the Holy Spirit. All so many ways that God has given us to keep the gates of our hearts closed to the enemy, but open to God. I pray today that this word has been a blessing to you and to your lives. I pray that you would receive the word of the Lord today concerning guarding our hearts, being diligent and consistent and being faithful to guard them against the wiles of the enemy, the tactics and strategies of the enemy. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our heart and our will for you today is that you would walk in victory, that God would give you and empower you. He has. But that we would take up the responsibility to guard our hearts. In the name of Jesus, I pray today. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.